Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome, everyone, to Amy and TJ. And yes, I'm starting the podcast, probably because it's by default. It's not because I wanted to. It's because I had an idea. And so we're gonna. I'm gonna do it again. It's horrible.
No, we're keeping it. No, keep rolling.
No.
This, you're right, Andy. This was gonna be one of the best intros ever. We do this every time.
I get all.
Why?
I don't know. Okay. I'm just not. I don't want to start.
Okay. Hey, and folks. Then, yes, TJ. If you didn't know, TJ's here as well.
Yeah. I started to spiral, and then I needed to stop.
Every day she looks at me. I mean, seconds before we start, go. You start. She doesn't want to start. We used to do this on our show on television on GMA3. Yes, we were right there sitting on set and they're counting us down. Anybody got anything? Anybody got anything? And you would never speak and I had to start. So that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, if I were by myself, obviously I would have to, but somehow I just...
You want to be by yourself?
No, I don't. Clearly. I do not want to be by myself.
Maybe you could use some alone time. Yeah.
Oh, do you need to say something to me?
No.
Oh, we have spent a lot of time together, especially this week. It's been nonstop.
Sweetheart, we're always together.
It's true.
What are you talking about?
This week, last week, the week before, it's pretty much the same.
We are fresh back, though, what you're saying. We had a great trip. Went out to LA for the iHeart Radio Music Awards, right? That was an absolute blast.
We had a blast, yes. And just got back late, actually.
Yes.
Like in the wee hours of the morning. Mm-hmm. So little punchy, but we...
Didn't go to bed, though. Didn't go to sleep.
We really didn't sleep. What were we watching?
A lot of stuff was on.
Last night?
Like, not horror, though. We weren't in a horror mood.
Which is unusual.
Yeah, but...
It was 1 o'clock in the morning. What was on?
I put on a new movie. I don't even know, but I started a movie at 1.
And I knew it. And then I don't think I slept at all. But anyway, it was all worth it. Because we...
Nobody can tell you're punchy. You sound as normal as ever.
We packed in a bunch of stuff. It was beautiful weather. It was wonderful. And we got to meet a lot of amazing people. And especially a particular person who...
A particular?
Yes.
What about the rest of the people who are going to feel bad now that they're not particular?
Well, everybody was great. But we actually got to sit down and go in depth with one of the most iconic bands, or at least one of the members of one of the most iconic bands, at least from me in the 90s. We're talking about the Backstreet Boys.
Okay.
And that was pretty cool because I'd never met AJ McLean before.
Alexander James?
Yes, that is who he is. Yes. And that is, I guess, his more recent persona, right?
He said, you mean his name? That's who he is.
Yes, but you know what? Okay, but when you call yourself something, AJ, that's how he's been known.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, his name is also Alexander James. But he goes by AJ, so he said that that's his persona.
He said the AJ is his persona.
Right.
But Alex is who he really is.
Okay.
So I'm going to get rid of TJ. I'm going to be Lutilius from now on.
Lutilius. Do you think, though, that that's a persona for you, TJ? Is that your
kinda.
TV persona, and then Lutilius is who you are?
It kind of is. I've kind of said, I've known about my family. I didn't grow up being TJ. I was T Junior. It was close to my family name, but the TJ was strictly for something that was easy to do on television. Absolutely.
But it's funny because I don't know, it would be weird for me to call you Lou or Lutilius.
It would be weird for anybody to call me Lou. Nobody calls me Lou. How did we get there?
Well, Lutilius doesn't exactly roll off the tongue.
It does. Say it one more
time. Actually, it does.
Say
Lutilius.
It rolls, doesn't it? All together now. Lutilius. It does.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, let me know if you want to make a name change in terms of how you're referred.
The reason I didn't, that's a true story, and I'm sure you dealt with this as well. When you start your career, they want you to have something that can easily be said on television because an anchor from another market or you're doing national news, they might mess up your name. So my first three pieces I ever did in my professional career, the first one I signed off as Lutilius Holmes, the second one I signed off as Lou Holmes, the third one I signed off as TJ Holmes and stuck with TJ.
Ah.
True story. My first three pieces, I was three different guys.
That's funny. I didn't know that. And then TJ stuck. But when you get an Uber, you're Lou.
Yeah, well.
He says, you here for Lou?
I think there might be some obvious reasons why.
You here for Lou?
I don't open the door and say, hey, Lutilius, right? Huh? You here for Lutilius, right? Who? That's probably what I would get. Lou's easy.
Yeah, TJ's even easier though.
I have you get Ubers a lot because it's easy. Here for Amy?
Yes, Amy's a little bit easier. Although you have a hard time saying Amy. Like you actually stumble.
I hate it.
Anytime we were on the set and you'd have to transition as an anchor, you'd throw like, you know, TJ or whoever. If it said Amy and he had to say my name, he would stumble. You never stumble, but you would absolutely mess up because you had to say Amy.
So weird. I'm not used to calling you that, and I can't believe we get into names here. Now we were talking about AJ, but you have to ask this question: Backstreet Boys or NSYNC?
I know more Backstreet Boys songs. I mean, I love some JT, but I know the Backstreet Boys music better, and so I think I dance to it more. But they're both great, obviously.
But see, that's the answer people often do if they want to be very diplomatic. Right?
Right.
You didn't really give me an answer.
Well, so if I had to pick, I'd pick Backstreet Boys.
Okay. This is one of the debates that continue to this day. It's like, okay, Michael Jordan or LeBron?
I can't weigh in on that.
Yankees or Red Sox?
Oh, definitely Yankees.
Wawa or Sheetz?
I don't even know what you're saying right now.
Only the people in Pennsylvania get that.
But shout out to Pennsylvania.
Wow.
We're going there now. This is a really weird intro.
This is why we don't let her start the podcast.
I started it and now it's all unraveled.
But the point here, this month is the actual 31-year anniversary of the Backstreet Boys actually getting together. They got together the first time. They were founded in April of 1993. And they continue to this day. And that is remarkable. And now AJ McLean, yes, he is out on tour with a member of NSYNC,
yes,
Joey Fatone. They have a whole thing they are doing out there together. But it's remarkable that they have been able, Backstreet Boys, to stick around as long as they have and have generations of fans. I have an 11-year-old daughter singing Backstreet Boys songs. Like, how do you even know these songs?
I want it that way, right?
She knows the music. As soon as I mentioned we were interviewing a Backstreet Boy.
That's very exciting.
Oh, well. Okay, folks, I'm gonna let her, you know, we're gonna wrap this so she can go get some rest. But we were out in LA for the iHeart Awards. We did get a chance to sit down with AJ, who had a lot to say about the new music, but also his struggle, his background, where he is now, which he says is one of the best places physically and mentally that he has ever been in his life.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The wait is over. The Chi returns May 10th on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, for product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
We are joined now by Mr. Alexander James McClain. Come on, AJ, come on. How should we introduce you now? What should we call you? What are we doing?
Well, look, so it's just me, so the rest of the boys are not here, so... Alexander James.
Alexander James.
Or Alex for short.
Alex.
You know, I've been on this journey of self-discovery for quite some time now. It started back in the summer of last year when we wrapped up the DNA World Tour in May of 2023 in Cape Town, South Africa. Came home for literally 3 days, hopped in my truck, drove to Scottsdale, Arizona, and admitted myself into a IOP, intensive outpatient program for mental health, depression, anxiety, trauma, the works, to really get to the root of everything that I've been through in the past 25 years. My sobriety's on lock. I have 2.5 years sober, going strong.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That isn't going anywhere. But I wanted to get to the root of it and really kind of figure out what, because, you know, people that are in recovery realize that the drinking and the drugs is all symptomatic. That's not the actual problem. There's something bigger and more seedy internally that's causing that effect. So for me, it was low self-esteem. I don't know if I could swear, but...
You can swear.
My sponsor calls it piece of shitism, which is what I suffered from. And so the biggest thing for me that I took out of this amazing 10 weeks was authenticity and learning that AJ is a persona. It doesn't define who I am. It is a job. I used to kind of make fun of some of my boys, you know, when they would say, okay, we're going back on the road, time to clock in. I never looked at it that way. Now I see what they meant. You know, I'm on the first flight back home to my family, first flight, where before I would linger, you know, hang out in whatever city I'm in. But my whole perception on what is work and what is personal boundaries, another word I never really knew much about, but authenticity. So knowing that, you know, throughout the last almost 31 years, AJ's kind of dominated, Alex just kind of got stifled a little bit. So everything with my solo music, with my solo album, with everything moving forward outside of the band, I want to introduce the world to Alexander James.
Alexander James.
Yeah.
I think it's first of all, it's amazing that you went on that journey because most people never get to that point. Right. But I think a lot of people, and especially your diehard fans, would be shocked to hear that AJ McClain has low self-esteem.
I know. I mean, I've been sharing it. I just got off the road with my buddy, Joey Fatone. We've been on the Legendary Night Tour. We just kicked it off, our first 9 shows. We're kicking back off again in May for another 20 dates. We keep adding dates because the fans want to keep seeing it. It's a hell of a show. It's fun. And there is 3 different songs from my upcoming solo record that I do in the show, one of which is a song called Arizona, which was inspired by this trip. And I preface the song by telling the same exact story. And the response I've gotten has been overwhelming. So many people, whether they're fans of Backstreet or not, or fans of mine can relate immediately. They're like, oh my God, like I never thought there was an outlet for what I'm feeling, but now I know that there is. You know, when I was out in Arizona, one of the sessions that I had, we watched a little short 8-10 minute video. It was one of these TED Talks. And it was this woman who I'm now obsessed with. And whenever she comes back on the road, I need to see her and meet her. I feel like she's my mom from a different life, Brene Brown.
Oh, I love Brene Brown.
I am obsessed with her.
I am too. I've read so many of her books.
She's phenomenal.
She talks about shame.
Yep. And she has a mantra that I got tattooed on my arm called Braving.
Braving,
yeah. Which stands for boundaries, reliability, accountability, vault, integrity, non-judgment, and gratitude. So I try to live my life by that each and every day, as best I can. Progress, not perfection.
Would you have been willing, do you think it would have been, it would have taken you longer to figure out the self-esteem part, the, what do they call it? The piece of shitism? What is it?
Yep,
piece of shitism.
Yep.
If you hadn't gone through already the sobriety journey, were those two things connected in some way? Oh,
they're 100% connected because, you know, a lot of the things that some of my actions when I was not sober, you know, I have no regrets. Let's just start by saying that. Everything happened exactly how it was all meant to be. And I have learned a little bit more each time that I've fallen off the wagon or that I've gone backwards. But having this length of sobriety under my belt, I think really helped me take in what I needed to actually take in. Where before, you know, when I'd put together 2 years here, 3 years there, I was what we call a dry drunk. I was just white knuckling it. I wasn't going to meetings. I wasn't taking it as seriously as I am today. And I owe it all to my youngest daughter. She is the reason why this time was different. I flew back from doing a radio show in Miami 2.5 years ago. On September 25th, I flew back home. I went hard the night before, real hard. Smelled like a bar when I got home. I didn't feel like I did, but you know, I tried to drink a bunch of coffee, kind of, you know, deaden the odor. But again, it's kind of like smokers. I hate to say it, but I smoke. It's the only vice I have left. But we don't smell the smoke on us, but everyone else does. It's like, oh God, you smell like an ashtray. Do I really? but I went to give her a hug and she backed away from me. And I was like, what's wrong? And she's like, you don't smell like my daddy. That was like, wow. Ripped my heart out. Stab it, set it on fire.
How old was she right at that time?
Oh, 2.5. She's 7 now, so she was four.
Wow.
That's tough.
And she's super smart, sharp as a tack.
And aren't they so honest when they're young, right? They say exactly what they're thinking and feeling.
In more ways than I'd like, you know, like.
We know. Man. We kids have girls.
Kids are mean. Kids are mean. Like, you know, like I've had to deal with these, you know, these difficult conversations with both my girls about bullies, you know, cause you know, kids are mean, and being a girl dad, you know, having to deal with boys being boys. You know, I wasn't that kind of a boy, but I know that there are boys out there that are just mean generally because they like you. Right.
That's what my mom used to always tell me, but you know, I don't
know. There's a couple boys that are particularly mean to my youngest, but as much as I want to wring their little necks, I know it's because they like her. Because she's so likable. Both my girls are. And they're people, you know? So, but yeah, man, my kids can really kick you when you're down sometimes and just be so brutally honest. You're like, oh my God, that hurts.
They keep you grounded.
They do.
They really do.
They are very, very humbling and they exercise humility always.
How does she feel about that story, knowing that, and I assume you shared it, that was a turning point
yes.
for you?
Yes. I mean, both my girls are old enough now, I think, to really understand. Like, I was on FaceTime maybe 2 weeks ago, and I was drinking I can't even think of the brand. It's one of my favorite ginger ales, but it's in a green bottle, looks like a beer bottle, but it clearly says ginger ale, but it was turned around. And I grabbed it while I was on FaceTime and they both were like, that better not be alcohol, Dad. I'm like, oh my God, nope, ginger ale, ginger ale, it's ginger ale. I said, let me just be honest with you girls. Number one, Daddy wouldn't be FaceTiming you if I was drinking. And number two, Daddy wouldn't be FaceTiming you if I was drinking. So You know, but they are very, very protective of me, which I love. They're like my little security when we go out and have our little daddy-daughter dates. If somebody asks for like a picture or whatever, they get really territorial, or they want to be in the photo. Then it's okay for daddy to stop and take pictures. As long as we get to be in the picture too, it's okay. I'm like, all right.
How hard is it? You know, this has been a journey you've been on, and you, I think it's really important to you point out that your alcoholism or your relationship with it was just a symptom of a larger problem. Yeah. But when you're out on tour and you're in that environment, how hard is it? I mean, do you not find it hard at all now that you've got the tools in place?
No, I mean, look, well, yes, I do have the tools in place. I have, you know, X amount of people on speed dial, my sponsor, my best friend, my publicist. I have people that look out for me that are, that love me, that have been in my circle for a very long time. And, but you know, again, if I'm in a weird mindset or I'm out with friends or I'm out at dinner and people are drinking, if I get uncomfortable, I just excuse myself and leave. You know, why put myself through that added pressure? I don't need to, you know, no is a complete sentence, you know, didn't really understand that either until this last little stint in Scottsdale. You know, I learned a lot. I also learned how hot Scottsdale really can get. Didn't keep me off the golf course though. I played in 120 degrees.
Wow. Wow. That's dedication.
Oh yeah.
What prompted the Scottsdale visit?
You know, I knew that the tour was over and I've got a weekly therapist that I was, you know, talking to, and he was like, you know, I'm just going to put this out there. There's this amazing place. If you really want to dive deeper into this, this, and this, you know, there's, so the facility's called the Meadows. They're all over the US. There is one in Malibu, but it's a 7-day program. And I'm like, well, that ain't gonna do shit. 7 days, if I could have figured all this out that I know today in 7 days, I would have done it 7 years ago. He's like, but this one is 8 weeks. And I was like, well, I really wanna do this right. So, and then I extended it for 2 more weeks. Not intentionally, I didn't realize. So in the middle of it, they send you away about an hour north to, I can't remember the name of the city, but when I tell you it was in the middle of nowhere, middle of nowhere, it's an extension of the same program, but they call it trauma week. So what you're dealing with is from birth to 17. Now, if you come back for trauma track 2, which I do want to go back, is from 17 to present day. So like really talking to my inner child, dealing with my abandonment issues when my dad left, you know, all of that stuff. And it was just me and 2 other guys with this one therapist. It was pretty intense. You know, it was five days of tears of joy, tears of pain, but like just lots of writing. A very similar scenario happened that I did when I first went to rehab back in 2001. They have this thing called the Bataka, which essentially is a piece of PVC pipe with a foam pad on the end of it. It looks like a giant lollipop. And you're sitting in front of an empty chair and you're talking to someone, whether it's my mom or my dad or my grandparents that had passed, and you're just expressing without them retaliating how you feel. Wow. And then if you need to get out anger or fear or sadness, you beat the shit out of the chair with this pataka. Oh, and I broke it this time. I didn't realize how much anger was still there. And a lot of it was also anger inward, but also outward. And man, I beat the crap out of that poor chair.
Who were you talking to at the time in the chair?
Talking to my dad, myself, and kind of the business, you know? I generalized it and I just called it work. But yeah, I mean, I went off and I like was like, Sorry. And the therapist was like, no, this is what you need to do. And it also inspired the other 2 gentlemen that were in the group that were kind of, at first they didn't really want to like buy into it. They were like, oh, this is dumb. I'm going to talk to an empty chair. And I'm like, go in with open mind, open heart, no expectations, and just let yourself go. And they both did incredible. And we've all stayed friends. I talk to them at least once or twice a week. And we all check in on each other.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The wait is over. The Chi returns May 10th on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, for product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Two things you said jumped out at me. One of them, and maybe this, you could direct this to people who don't really understand sometimes addiction and how it's a daily process the rest of your life almost with work. You said, sometimes if I'm out with friends or something and I get uncomfortable in the environment, I just leave. I want you to expound on that. But the other thing you said earlier when we first started, you said the sobriety thing, now I got it on lock. Like you sounded so confident that you're not even worried about necessarily.
I mean, look,
so just those two things.
Yeah, I mean, every day is a new day. I woke up today sober. Great. I don't know what's going to happen 2 hours from now, but I know that if I have any weird thoughts or have any, I don't really have the desire for like craving anymore, but it doesn't mean that I won't have a thought pop in my head. And if that thought pops in, I can usually make it pop out. But if it lingers, I call my sponsor. I call some of my friends that are in the program. I'm like, hey man, you know, I'm kind of feeling a little squirrely, and we'll have a 5-minute conversation and then I'm good. I also take 5 minutes, talk to my higher power, or I meditate. You know, you can meditate with your eyes open, walking down the street. Mm-hmm. I do it in the shower every morning. But yeah, when I say that it's on lock, it's that in my mind, I keep telling myself that because it's that important to me and that it needs to be the number one thing in my life. It be before family, before anything, is my sobriety. Because without that, everything else goes away. Career, family, all of it, you know? So, and sadly, I've lost now 12 friends to fentanyl in the past 2.5 years. So another thing that
12?
Keeps
12 friends,
yeah, another thing that keeps me on the up and up, because, you know, since I got sober this last time, all of my bad people, we'll call them, are out of my phone. Mm. So I know me well enough. If I go out, I have one drink, it'll lead to two or three. And I'll talk to some random person at the bar or the club. Hey, do you have this, this, and this? And next thing you know, I leave my kids fatherless. Not worth it. Just not. Wow. So, you know, I'm kind of a homebody anyways. I don't really do the club scene or go out. You know, I'm starting to finally go out more now with friends to like a nice dinner and like just get out of the house and just do stuff, meet new people. You know, I'm trying to not be a recluse because that's also not healthy. but I do love being at home. I do love, you know, I'm either on the golf course or I'm with my, you know, kids. And so, you know, or I'm on stage somewhere. So, you know, life is definitely moving, but I now, like I said earlier, having boundaries in my life now is a huge, huge asset, because if I'm not cool with something, I will tell you. Where before I would just kind of go with the flow, but it's like, no, I'm really not okay with that. Whatever it is, doesn't matter if it's work related, you know, personal, family, whatever it is, you know?
Very cool. I mean, I think that that's going to be inspiring to a lot of people who struggle with boundaries and all of, I mean, just feeling pulled in one direction because you don't feel confident in where you want to be.
Right.
You described it a little bit, but how would you describe your life right now?
My life right now, you know, today I can look at myself in the mirror and I like who I see. It's getting better and better every day. I think what's been really cool to see is I've been working on my solo record now for over 2 years because we were still on tour, so I couldn't just finish it in like 3 months. And lyrically, it's the best record I've ever done. You can tell where my headspace is. You can tell, like, I'm not all over the place. Like, I've got a direction and I'm staying in that path. I'm keeping in my own lane. I'm trying not to be affected by outside anything. And I'm just enjoying life. I really am taking everything in. You know, I've said in like meet and greets, I've said even on this tour right now with Joey, when we do these little soundcheck parties where we'll, you know, talk to the audience, we'll talk to the fans for a little bit. And, you know, one of the girls asked me recently, you know, what's your favorite place to go on the road? I'm like, well, I can't pinpoint one place. There's tons. I said, but this last 2.5 years, I've gone back to a lot of places I've been 20, 30 times, but never sober. So now it's a whole new place for me. So going out and like getting out of my room, not staying in my room all day, all night on my days off, recovering from going on a bender, you know, I'm getting out and I'm like trying the local cuisine. I'm on a different golf course every other day, or, you know, checking out, I do love the shop, checking out the shopping. You know, my publicist and I were in Abu Dhabi last October with the NBA and went to this gigantic mall. And I've never in my whole life had a personal shopper person with you that helps. I'm like, this is the weirdest thing, but it was very cool. Nicest guy in the world. But it was just a really cool experience. There's a lot of perks to do what I do. This is one of those perks. And it was an incredible experience. I had never been into an Hermes in my entire life. Went for this one, and she was a little kid in a candy store. and I'm just sitting in this little room that they bring you a tea, and I'm like, what is happening right now? I was like, can't we just go look at the, like, I'm used to walking into a store and looking at the clothes, trying it on. No. This is a different experience. But yeah, man, just life's too short. It really is. And I, you know, another thing I learned in Arizona that I got also tattooed on me, at least the abbreviation on my knuckles, which hurt like hell, by the way, is if it doesn't fit, don't wear it. My whole life I've taken on everyone else's shit. Because I am very codependent. I'm a people pleaser, and I'm working through that as well. And, you know, I want to make you like me. So I'm gonna do whatever I have to make you like me, even if it kills me. Now, if you don't like me, that's your fucking loss, period. But taking the weight of other people's problems off of my shoulders and focusing on what's most important, my family, my health, myself, that's it. And then everything else will fall into place, you know? So again, if it doesn't fit, don't wear it.
Would you say, because when you mentioned you lost 12 friends to fentanyl, where you were headed, you said life is short.
Mm.
Did you think this was a life or death situation for you? What would have happened had you not made that commitment? Had your daughter not called you out?
I mean, who knows? It's hit or miss, honestly, because, you know, when I did that final relapse, blow was part of it. And, you know, fentanyl hadn't really been dominating as much as it is now. But it was still out there. But it, you know, I dodged a bullet. I mean, honest to God, I dodged a lot of bullets when I was out in the world, active in my disease. You know, I countless times getting behind a wheel, all different things that angel on my shoulder, man. I don't know how, but I was able to make it from point A to point B in one piece. So, you know, again, there's a reason I'm still here. And I'm going to run with whatever that reason is. And like I said, I'm loving life today. You know, I think this might be the busiest I've ever been in my whole career. And it's great though, because it's all healthy distractions from, if I'm having a weird day or whatever, like being here with you guys, doing something like this, I enjoy this. It's fun. I love sharing my experience, strength, and hope in hopes that it helps one other person. I did my job. Talking about my music, talking about just family, all of it. I mean, I'm in a way different place than I was 2.5 years ago. This would be a different conversation.
You said you mentioned you dodged a bullet, I think is how you said it. You came out of it without a meeting of fate like some of the friends you had. But looking at you, you look good. You look healthy. You're out there performing. Yeah. Do you have any ongoing or long-term health impacts of all those hard years, or did you come out of that unscathed?
I actually came out of that unscathed as well. You know, I've been on a real big health kick ever since I did Dancing with the Stars. Of course, a lot of that was stress. You know, trying to keep up with that show was a lot, but it was an incredible experience. I started on my kind of health journey then. Since then, I've lost about 35 pounds, but sobriety also helps. I eat very, very healthy now that I've never ate this healthy in my life. When I did N1, I must say, Drag Race. When I did RuPaul's Drag Race, Secret Celebrity Drag Race. This, like, for me, it was a weird little external life-changing thing that happened. Raven, which is Mama Ru's main lead makeup artist, has been for years, sat down with me. I was outside my trailer and said, how bad do you want to win this thing? I said, I really want to win this really bad, because we're all playing for different charities. I was playing for an amazing charity called Trans Lifeline, because I'm a huge advocate for the LGBTQ plus community, have been for years. So I was like, yeah, I really want to win this. You know, I didn't win Dancing with the Stars. I want to win this. He's like, well, can I make a few suggestions? I was like, yeah, sure. He goes, how do you feel about taping? And I was like, oh, is that? He's like, no, honey, that's tucking. I'm like, oh, okay, sorry. I don't know what taping is. You have to clue me in. He goes, well, we'll tape your eyebrows up under the wig cap, and then we'll tape your neck back to give you a really strong jawline. And I was like, the hell with it. Yes, I want to win. Now, genetically in my family, we all have like extra skin on our necks, right? So for years, I was insecure about it. Because even when I would go back and forth with my weight, I always had a big beard because I was very insecure about it. So when I saw what I'd look like with a jawline, I got emotional. And I found an amazing doctor. And I went and I had lipo and I had face tight done on that area. And I after all the healing was done, that mixed with having my freaking six pack back, which I haven't seen in a long time, I felt like I was 30 years old.
Wow.
And it just, I mean, I just kept going. I'm like, I feel great.
Yeah.
I'm in the gym 6 days a week.
It's great.
You know, and trying to eat as healthy as I can. Traveling is hard, you know, but the fast food is definitely out.
Yeah.
Like that's, you know, I'm pretty much kind of give myself one exemption, which is when I come home from being on the road, from however long, it could be a week, a day, or 2 months. My celebratory, I'm back home, I always go to McDonald's. Always.
What's your order?
It used to be a double quarter pounder with cheese, but my stomach can't handle it anymore. So I do a number 7, which is the 2 little cheeseburgers. And I do a medium French fry and a Diet Coke. And I'm good.
It's good to give yourself a little bit of a break. Yeah. And I love the Diet Coke. I do the same thing. When I do, I don't go very often, but if I do, it's always with a Diet Coke, which makes me laugh.
there's this weird myth that's been going on that like the Diet Coke and Sprite at McDonald's is like the best of the two anywhere. I'm like, What makes it so much different than buying a can at the grocery store? Apparently there's some
Would totally agree with you.
But I don't know what that is.
They want the fountain drink at McDonald's and they say it doesn't even compare to if you go to a gas station and, you know, get a, whatever, a bottle of it. It's a completely different flavor.
Some other secret sauce going on in their, drink dispenser.
You're healthy, you're fit, you got your six pack, you're looking good. You're single. Are you ready to mingle?
Not ready to mingle. No, I'm definitely staying focused on me. I'm staying focused on my career. I'm staying focused on my daughters. And just being a dad and just being happy. You know, there's so much great things happening in my life that have taken such a lead forefront that's all I really care about right now. So yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know what the future holds, but right now that's all I care about is new music. You know, Backstreet gearing up for something massive next year that I can't say anything about, but it's going to be huge.
Will you please get him on that one, please? He can't just drop that. All right,
Backstreet, something huge.
That's all I can say.
New music?
I mean, we definitely want to go back in the studio at some point. We're taking 2024 off-ish. We have Backstreet's Back at the Beach coming up in the next week and a half. We'll be down in Cancun with about 4,000 fans, and our buddy Jason Derulo is coming out to do a couple songs. We're also going to be headlining Lovers and Friends in Vegas on May 4th, I believe it is. And then we have a festival in Germany.
That's
in
a year
September.
Off.
Well, normally we're on tour like 7 or 8 months out of the year. So yes, this is, you know, doing these little spot dates is fun. It also keeps our chops up good, keeps our vocals good, keeps everybody healthy. I think if we were off, I don't think the five of us could actually ever really be just off. We love what we do too much. Another reason why I'm doing this tour with Joey right now, because it is strictly for the fans. We're doing it, you know, you got NSYNC and Backstreet together on stage. I know it's not all 10 of us, but it's still getting those fans all together under one roof. And Joey and I singing, I'm singing my favorite NSYNC songs I've never sang ever live. And he gets to sing his favorite Backstreet songs. We do cover songs. I do my originals. We tell stories. It's 2 hours of just organized chaos and so much fun. So, you know, it's a little taste of what it would be if the 10 of us ever toured together, which I don't think is ever going to happen. But, you know.
All right.
Well, you never know.
You know, I mean, you know, like in the mortal words of Justin Bieber, never say never. But again, you know, like I learned my lesson years ago when I was doing a red carpet somewhere. And I just said it exactly like this. I said, how cool would it be? How cool would it be if Backstreet and Spice Girls did a tour? That's all I said. And then it ran from there because then they went in and I think somebody asked Mel B and she said, oh, that would be great. We would totally do it. And then it became a thing where, oh, this is happening. I'm like, oh my God, sorry. No, it's not happening. This is strictly a rumor. I shouldn't have said anything. It was just, I was just talking out loud. So, you know, again, I've learned my lesson. I don't want to be the Mark Ruffalo of the Marvel universe.
Oh my God.
No, Mark and Tom Holland both get so much crap.
They just spill it out.
And poor Kevin Feige's got to like put the clamp on him. But, you know, but dude, I would be the worst to be in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
You can't keep a secret?
No, there's no way. I'd be too excited to tell the world, like, this is coming, you know? But, yeah, so Joey was telling me that, you know, Lance and I are very similar like that. That, like, we both have a hard time keeping our mouths shut. But, like I said, just me saying that there's something big coming is enough to get people's interest. And
when's that announcement coming?
That I don't know yet. We're actually having a phone call about it on Thursday. So we'll find out when we're going to be talking more about it. But it's
not new music. Not getting back in the studio with new music. No.
I mean, well, I don't know if it's going to be new music or not. I don't know.
He didn't say no.
He didn't say no.
Okay.
Okay. But we were used, you guys have been touring. So you would make a big announcement about touring that. Is there a movie?
What else could it be?
Excuse us while we
discuss this. Okay, fine. Backstreet Boys are joining the MCU. There it is.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Yes, fine. Damn it.
We can't wait to get the exclusive with you and Ruffalo.
Well, you
that's
going to
be a good sit-down.
Well, we actually had a comic book back in the day that was actually done by Stan Lee. It was Nick's idea. It was called The Backstreet Project. We had the comic book. We sold it during the Black and Blue tour. And I've talked to Nick because him and I are both major nerds when it comes to like comic books, Funkos, all of that. And I'm like, dude, we should actually like make this into like the Backstreet Cinematic Universe. Like, why not? I think it'd be fun. But I think some of us have gotten a little, we've kind of aged out as to doing action movies.
Well, it's funny because you say aged out. You all have been together and like touring and making amazing music. You're for how long now?
It'll be 31 years this month.
So April 20th. How many, like that is almost unheard of. What do you all have that most people don't, that most bands don't? How have you been able to stay together?
Blood transfusions. No.
Is that what it is?
Yes. No. Yes, I have the blood of a 20-year-old. no, I mean, look, it's a testament, number one, to the music first. We've been blessed with hit after hit after hit. Thank you, Max Martin. Thank you, Dennis Pop. Thank you to the Sharon team in Sweden. That first. Second, the best fans in the world. And we are a global brand. We have fans all over the world that drive us, that have become an extension of us, that make us want to do what we do. And yeah, we've had some low points where we've wanted to quit, where we've just been burnt out. But, you know, just like anything, the only way around is through. And we've gone through enough and gotten over those humps. And really the kind of upswing started with This Is the End. From that going into the Vegas residency, and then right after that, putting out our 10th studio album, getting a Grammy nomination, our 9th Grammy nomination. And it's just been the steady climb. Wow. We finished up a 217 show, 44 country, 3.5 million person tour. Took us 4 years, but that's because the world shut down. And here we are coming up on 31 years.
It's incredible. I mean, if you're anywhere where there is a DJ, whether it's a wedding or a party, and a Backstreet Boys song comes on, everybody rushes the dance floor. I mean, that's got to be an amazing feeling to know that
it is.
That's going to live on.
It's really cool. Like, even when I'm walking through like the mall with my kids and I hear one of our songs, it still hits. Like, it's still like, oh, that's cool. You know what I mean? Like, it's... I still pinch myself to this day, not as hard as I used to, but it's just mind boggling to me because again, you know, I'll always go back and compare it to the Beatles, not us to the Beatles, but the Beatles were only together for 7 years. They had way more albums than we did because they're doing 2 or 3 albums a year, but 7 years, and look at the impact the Beatles have had on pop culture, on music. And here we are, 10 albums, 31 years, and still going. It's insane. It doesn't really make sense, to be honest with you. It doesn't. But we're going to keep riding the wave, man, and just enjoying it. And also now we have like complete control. So we dictate how the tour schedule is going to go. We're not doing 5 shows in a row. You know, if we were lip syncing, sure, but we sing live. Our voices can't do that. We want to be able to like enjoy the cities we're in. So maybe we'll have a day off in between a couple shows in a brand new city. And this particular tour was the most we've spent time together as a group on days off in probably 15 years. 4 out of 5 of us are on the golf course. Kevin, not the biggest golfer. He likes to go camping or glamping, as we'll say. but like we really spent every day together and had a freaking blast. And that's what it's about. If you're not having fun, then throw in the towel. It's just not worth it. But we're really having a blast.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The wait is over. The Chi returns May 10th on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner,
leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Shot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
How fun is it now, though? I have an 11-year-old singing your songs. Right? Singing your songs that I was listening to when I was... We're about the same age. So What is that like now for a whole new generation of folks, really young folks who have all these other artists out there streaming and everything, who still can say, I like the Backstreet Boys?
I mean, it's, I'm learning what's happening in music now through my daughter's eyes, because they are the next generation. They are the ones that will dictate what's cool, what's not, what works, what doesn't. Like, they've introduced me to so many new artists. Ava Max is my number one that they've introduced me to. We've done a show with her. Sweetest girl in the world. Was so nice to my kids. You know, obviously Taylor, same, you know. I've become a Swiftie, you know. And look.
We all are.
If you're not, that's, go away. Yeah. Go back to bed. Go to sleep. What's really funny is on this tour right now, the Legendary Night Tour with Joey and I, fans are now, you know, calling me Alex, which is super sweet, but they're bringing me bracelets now, just like the whole Eras tour with all the bracelets, all the exchange of bracelets that happened. And I'm like, and we did an interview, Joey and I, and we both were like, thank you, Taylor. Thank you. Thank you. This is because of you. But, you know, this is the next generation. So I will kind of lean on my kids and be like, so what's the new hot stuff? Because I don't really listen that much to the radio. I listen to what's on my phone. But like, I'm starting to listen to radio again. And it really is interesting what's out there. There's so many new artists that are so talented. The Jelly Rolls and all these artists out there. The Morgan Wallens that have been around for a minute. But like, I feel like I've been living under a rock for a second, you know? But there's so much talent out there.
There is. And you are in the forefront of it all. You've got a couple, you just had Electric, right? Released.
Electric, yep. And but, we're talking about the next single right now as well.
So a lot of singles. Is there an album coming?
There is an album coming. So I've been promising fans this album for a while. Sorry. In talks with some major labels right now. So I'm kind of putting things on hold as far as my whole plan was to have two EPs and then a full LP, which still may happen. But no matter what happens, whether it's independent or it's through a major, the whole album is going to be out this year, no matter what.
This year?
I'm making that a point because I owe it to myself. I owe it to the fans. I've worked too hard on it, and I listen to it almost every day, and I'm like, God, I want the world to hear this. Wow. So, and like I said, there's a very special record that I've been doing on this tour with Joey called Arizona, which is really getting a lot of attention, and I really hope when that song is a single, which it will be, the video has to be perfect. It has to be as powerful as the song. And I really want to attach it to something in the mental health space. It's such an inspirational song, and I just want to help people in any way I can.
We'll let you get on the last couple of things here. We've been going about 40 minutes, so we'll let you get out. But a few other things we want to hit on. First, we do want to say congratulations, because I guess it's a blessing and a curse. You planned on being off the road. This tour was supposed to wrap up.
Yeah.
But you had to add dates, and you're going to be working more and on the road more
because of demand. Congratulations.
Yes,
there.
Thank you. Yes. It's, you know, Joey and I did a show in Tampa back in November. It was just a one-off. That caught wind. We did a show at Formula One. Two totally different crowds, by the way. One was a corporate gig. They got crazy at the corporate gig because I take my shirt off during the show and there's like 10 dudes in the crowd, probably like 50 plus shirts off. They were going, they were having a time in their lives. And then we got offered to do 9 shows. And what's interesting, it brought me back to when we had the Vegas residency, because that residency started with 9 shows. That's all they wanted to do. Our 5th show in, they added 30 more. And before you know it, 9 shows became 81 shows, fastest selling residency in Vegas history. So not saying that that's what's happening with this, but it's starting to turn into that, where it was 9 shows. Now it's going to be 30 shows by the time we're done in June, and we're adding more dates in August. So
congrats.
We're going to keep doing it as long as the fans want to see Joey and I be a couple fools up there singing our butts off, having fun, telling stories. We're going to keep doing it. It's fun.
Did you all need is not the right word, but everybody loves to have that debate, NSYNC versus Backstreet Boys. You got to pick one. But in some way, they wanted to make you all, I know you all get along. That's not, you all didn't have any personal beef, but that rivalry, how much did it help the genre at the time and propel both groups to have a kind of a competitor out there pushing each other, maybe musically, but also in the charts?
Look, you know, we were under the same label, same management, same producers, 5 and 5. Essentially, we had already been going pretty hard when NSYNC started. So essentially, whatever we said no to, they said yes to, or vice versa. Which the kind of turning point for them was this Disney special that we turned down because we were just burnt. We were just coming off the road and we were like, you know what? We just want to take a break. We need a break. And NSYNC took our slot, and that's what kind of helped kickstart their whole career.
You all are responsible for their success, is what I'm hearing.
No. We're not responsible, but us saying no helped open the door for them to say yes. And they would even say that. But, you know, them and us both, again, there was no social media back then. So it's just the Teeny Bop magazines or the regular print magazines and the Inquirer, you know. They were the ones pitting us against each other when there was never any rivalry. If there was any competition, it was internal. It was us and them trying to be the best we could be for our own group. Because if you watch TRL, it was number one, number two slot every week. It was back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So again, you know, we were all just having the time of our lives. You know what I mean? But now, you know, seeing them together, I was at Justin's show at the Wiltern, and I was dead center when they reunited. The decibel of screams was unbearable, but I get it. You know, I get it. And it was great to see them back up there together. The song is incredible. And I got to preview the song the week before. Joey and I were in New York doing promo for the tour, and we just did GMA, and he played me Paradise, and I was like, oh. It's like one of those songs where you go, damn, I wish that was our song. But yeah, it's like they never left. You know what I mean? And the fans are loving it. And I really hope that they do something. I really, really do.
I want to ask you too, when you think about when you all were at your height and you were hitting number one on the Billboard, could you have imagined 30 years later, you'd still be doing this?
Not at all. I mean, look, we hoped, we wanted longevity. You know, we've said, We would like to be the Rolling Stones of pop or the Eagles of pop. Because at some point, the dancing is going to stop. We just physically won't be able to do it anymore.
You still got the moves, though. I was watching the video, and I was even saying to TJ, I was like, damn, he can still dance.
We still dance 85% of the show. You know, I mean, we got some 50-plus in the group, which is not old these days.
Hey,
you know?
I'm 50-plus. I get it.
Yeah. So
I mean,
it's all how we treat our bodies. But no, I mean, like we're going to keep doing this until either we don't enjoy it or until we physically can't anymore. Because, I mean, look, the Stones are out, or they're about to go back out again. I mean, like, the fans, as long as the fans are there, will be there. Period. If you build it, they will come. It's that old saying.
And to your point, you have to argue, you guys have done what you wanted to do. You guys are a Rolling Stones, a pop. You
I mean, there's
all
still stuff
that
left that we haven't.
Okay.
You know, we still would like a Grammy. That would be nice. But does it define our career? No. We're still going 31 years later. That's without any Grammys.
But nine nominations.
But nine nominations.
Which one did you really deserve to win and you that pissed you off the most?
I think all of us would agree, me and the boys. It was in 99, Album of the Year, Best Pop Duo or Group, and I believe it was Song of the Year, which was I Want It That Way. It was the millennium, and we lost to Sting, and which is an icon. You can't say no. And Carlos Santana.
Okay.
When he came back, you know, again,
stiff competition.
Two legends, but it was a little frustrating because Carlos came back and it was just all duets with all current artists. Right. So like Rob Thomas and all of them. It was a great album.
Yeah, I remember that.
You know, Smooth was such a smash, but it was kind of like, oh man, like we had the biggest album ever. And it's like, okay. If, you know, if we're going to lose to two giant legends, it's okay. And when we did the show years ago on VH1 called Men Strike Back, it was the version of Divas. And it was only one season, but they gave it up for the men of the, you know, music. We got to perform with Sting. And Sting sang my verse on I Want It That Way. And I was like, yeah, cool, fine. Please. Be my guest, amazing, bro. I'm not going to say no to Sting. But yeah, that one kind of... That wasn't a clean burn. That one itched when it dried, you know? So I was.
Well, you know what? It seems like when that has happened in your career, you all have just worked harder and smarter and better. And so there's still plenty of time to get that Grammy.
Yeah. I mean, you know, so it's funny. And look, and I'm going to put myself out there right now. I'm going to say this and I'll still do it when we win the Grammy. But I like that. So I told the boys this last nomination, which was for Don't Go Breaking My Heart off of the DNA album. I said, if we win, you know, there's five of us. So we each get to say a little something, you know, someone will thank the fans, someone will thank the label, da, 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 da. I said, I want to go last. And the boys were like, no, hell no. Cause we don't trust you. You're going to do something or say something. I'm like, no. I'm not going to do anything bad. I just want to, I'm obviously going to thank my family. I'm going to thank you. And then I'm just going to dedicate the Grammy to Leo DiCaprio, and then we'll walk off stage. And then you go straight to the press room, and the press room will be like, okay.
What?
What?
Huh?
My theory is we are the Leo DiCaprios of the music business.
Oh, from Titanic?
It took, no, because he should have won for What's Eating Gilbert Grape, The Departed.
Yeah.
He wins for getting mauled by a virtual bear.
Right.
And
that was a good movie, though.
And I believe he's also vegan or vegetarian, and he was eating raw meat. We're the Leo DiCaprios of the music business, in my personal opinion. So I wanted to dedicate it to him if we actually won.
Are they going to let you do that? Or they still say you can't
go? It's going to happen whether they tell me I can or not. I'm just going to be like, this is for you, Leo, and just run off stage.
No, you said you can accept losing to Sting and Carlos Santana. Who'd you lose to? You like this? Are we lost to this dude?
I don't know. I mean,
I wouldn't expect you to answer that, but no, I was curious.
I honestly can't really think of anyone off the top of my head, nor would I say it. But,
exactly.
But again, look, just to be recognized as much as we have is a testament to the music, and really to Max. I mean, Max is just, in my opinion, one of the greatest writer producers of all time. I mean, yes, you've got the Quincy Jones of the world, the David Fosters of the world, and they are fantastic. But my generation, our generation, and the plethora of artists that he's worked with, from Bon Jovi to The Weeknd to us to Celine Dion, you name it, Maroon 5. I mean, it's just unbelievable how that man's brain works. I don't get, but you know. Yeah, I mean, he is really the sixth member, honestly.
Well, we feel very honored to have been able to talk to you, Alex. And just, it's been so cool to hear just where you've been, what you've been through, and where you are now. And it is an inspiration to so many people who are on that journey as well. So thank you for sharing it.
My pleasure.
And thank you for just making our lives better through your music, through your action, through your decision to put yourself first. That's a testament to a lot of folks who don't do that. And it's important because you can't be there for your family if you aren't there for yourself.
Yep. And there is such a thing as healthy selfish. So just know that, and that, yes, putting yourself first is not a bad thing.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.